She came from energetic yet frugal Dutch stock, whose ancestors could be traced back to early 17th century Netherlands. Frederick van Leeuwen, born in 1650, likely in Eindhoven, arrived in America when he was 20 and eventually settled in Jamaica on the western end of Long Island, now in the borough of Queens. One of his descendants was John van Leeuw III, born in Jamaica in 1790 to parents who divorced when he was a teenager. John worked in a New York mercantile house until he was 16 years old, when he moved south to Richmond and found a job with the Adams Hardware Company. He was an energetic employee, and by 1812, John Adams had made him a partner. Adams and van Leeuw was the first hardware business in the city. The partnership failed, however, and van Leeuw dutifully paid off his share of the massive $100,000 debt they had accumulated. On January 10, 1818, John married Eliza Louise Baker at St. John's Episcopal Church in the fashionable Churchill neighborhood, where Patrick Henry, according to legend, delivered his "Give me liberty or give me death" speech. She was a woman as intellectual and tender-hearted as he was, and who also came from the North. Although Eliza, elegant and petite, with gray eyes and milky white skin, had adopted the manners of a true Southern lady. Richmond newspapers announcing the union reported that they were now both of this city. Eliza had been born in 1798 in Philadelphia, the daughter of German immigrant Hilarius Becker, who had anglicized his name to Hilary Baker. Baker fought in the Revolutionary War, had become one of the first members of the Pennsylvania Abolition Society, and had been elected 3 times as mayor of the city. But he died in office from a yellow fever epidemic that ravaged Philadelphia when Eliza was only 3 months old. After her mother died in 1808, the orphaned girl was sent to live with her older brother, Hilary Jr., in Richmond, where she eventually met John, by then considered a businessman on his way up.